if you're not so confident or you're not where you want to be, there are skills that we could develop to get there. So don't worry.
Welcome to the Spartan DECA series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
What's up, Spartans? Welcome to the DECA series on the Spartan Up podcast. I'm your co-host, Jared Cogswell, along with my brother, Yancey Culp.
All right, all you rock stars, Craig Siegel on this episode where we talk about confidence being a skill. That was the mic drop moment in this episode. We talk about his CLS movement. When the word symphony comes into play, you're going to want to listen to this and Craig's definition of what his symphony is all about.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Clymer and FitAid. Clymer, the most effective cardio and strength machine. Clymer provides a full-body strength and cardio workout with zero impact in only 30 minutes. Go to Clymer.com, that's C-L-M-B-R.com, and use the code Spartan to save $250. FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit LifeAidBevco.com and enter the code Spartan30 at checkout to get exclusive early access to FitAid's Black Friday 30% off sale.
Yet again, we have another special guest today. This guy is a rising thought leader. He's going to be sharing some insights that's going to light you up today. He's a performance coach, a very successful keynote speaker, as well as an entrepreneur and the host of the podcast, The CLS Experience. You guys, I'm talking about Craig Siegel. Craig, welcome to the show.
Wow, what an unbelievable introduction. I'm used to giving them all the time in my pocket, so I appreciate that. I'm excited to be here, guys. Let's do this.
Listen, Craig spent, there's several reasons we got to know about Craig. One, let's back up a little bit. Craig spent 10 years on Wall Street, and our boss, JC and I's boss, he spent some years on Wall Street in that grind, and kind of like Joe, he got pulled away from that, got involved in starting his own businesses, had four or five successful business ventures, got a little bit involved in fitness. But our boss actually inspired Craig to do a deeper dive. Craig says he couldn't run a mile without walking. He reads Joe's book, and about 6 to 10 months later, the guy is gone for four marathons. And I just finished listening to Craig on Joe's, listening to Joe on Craig's podcast. I was fired up. The man did a good job taking our boss into some valleys and crevices that I've never heard him talk about. So that was awesome. Listen, Craig, great to have you on the show. The first question I have is, there's a lot of mental conditioning coaches out there, keynote speakers, motivators. Listen, what is the key differentiator for CLS?
That's a phenomenal question. And I appreciate what you said about taking Joe for a ride. That was too much fun. Yeah, so there's a lot of people out there who are in the personal development space, who sing a song, right, or dance a dance. What separates us from the rest is we inspire people to take positive action immediately, right? We want to have an impact for everyone, the millions of people that are going to listen to this conversation right now. Obviously, we want to have a great conversation, but what do we really want? We want people to take inspired action and change their life and make positive transformations and so forth. And by giving people tangible tools that they can actually start applying immediately. For example, most people have limiting beliefs on things that they can't do or their self-image. We're able to remove those limiting beliefs and inject more positive and empowering thoughts. Those thoughts then change their beliefs. Those beliefs then change their habits. And those habits then change their life. So we like to give tangible tools. And most importantly, in addition to all that, we like to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, love that. You know, Craig, I think back on this pandemic and, you know, this, let's face it, some of the darkest times in the history on the planet, right? At least for us, being in the here and now during our lifetimes. And you know what, you know, Yancey, myself, Joe DeSena, you, we've been all around motivational people, inspirational people. We believe in the tribal effect. And we also believe, hey, listen, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. So we try to be very selective when it comes to that, because I want to stay up. You want to stay up. How does what you're doing apply to the here and now, coming out of this pandemic where so many people have been suffering? I mean, it's real, man. And so how have what you're doing on your side, how is that helping your clients, helping the communities that surround them?
Yeah, great question. And in life, timing is everything, right? And I pivoted from Wall Street after 11 years. I know Joe did something similar. And I started my personal development brand because essentially I married what I was good at, which is the ability to communicate. That's my gift and inspire people. And my passion, which is personal development and to help people transform. And I married the two. And there couldn't be better timing, in my personal opinion. Like, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have made this pivot from Wall Street. Right now, the world has gone through a great ordeal, especially you guys, right? When you rely upon live events and so forth. And I know it's from speaking to Joe, there was some challenging times that you guys had to kind of power through and so forth. And obviously now the world's opening up. But right now, more than ever, people need positive reinforcement. They need to know that a better life exists out there with a reframing, a changing of their perspective. We're all capable of living the life we desire. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of a switch upstairs in our mindset. Like I said earlier, like getting rid of some of the limiting beliefs and replacing them with more empowering. Let them know that there is abundance out there. We're all meant to live abundance and have great lives. Just that a lot of the times there's interference. We just need systems to be able to block that so we can live abundantly. And right now, more than ever, the message is so necessary to inspire people after the pandemic, especially.
Let me ask you this, you know, what's that journey look like? You know, I start thinking about some people that I know are, you know, struggling with some depression or even just, you know, confidence issues. What does that journey look like, you know, going through your program and your coaching that you provide?
Yeah. So everybody has the ability to develop confidence. Like, spoiler alert, confidence is not necessarily a talent that you're born with. It's a skill that anybody can develop. And how do we develop skills? We be very intentional, right? Like you said before, you're very intentional with the five people you hang out with because that rubs off on you. So you got to be very intentional with your thoughts. And here's the thing. Thoughts are random over the course of the day. Thinking is not. We have the ability to strategically implement the right thoughts so that we change our whole perspective. And by doing that, we can gain confidence. We could also model people that are confident or have had success in different areas. For example, I was speaking to Joe last weekend, and I'm running the New York City Marathon in a few days, fresh out of surgery, which I'm really excited about. I said, Joe, let me ask you a question. When I get to mile 20 and it's really starting to hurt, and that voice pops up in my head, what should I tell it? And Joe replied, what would Joe do? So the reason why I'm telling this story is because I hold Joe in very high regard. It's no secret. So I can model some of his attributes when in doubt. And that will give me confidence. It takes the thinking out of it. So modeling, anchoring, these are terms that anybody can apply, but specifically comes up to the thoughts, and we can replace them with more empowering ones to give us confidence. And as you guys know, confidence is everything.
Dude, confidence is a skill. That's my serious bullet point. I love that. I gotta be a little hard on you here, because I know Joe would appreciate this. And he brought this up on your podcast. He said, I could see his gears turning when you're talking about the full marathon. He's like, you haven't done a Spartan yet. and I was like, he's like, wait a second. I inspired you to go out and do four marathons, but we missed the obstacle somehow. So yeah. From JC and I, we got to get you in the DECA arena. You got to earn your DECA fit mark or your DECA strong and DECA mile. And then we'll progress. We got to get you into the, out on the in the mud and the barbed wire and the obstacles.
Consider it done.
All right. That's got to be a promise, man.
I promise.
Okay. So I know CLS is kind of a play on Craig Landon Siegel, but obviously there's got to be something with the Lasting Symphony. You know, walk me. A good name, a good brand means something, and I was like, you know, that felt good to me, but I didn't quite. I couldn't kind of put the pieces together. It's like, where'd that come from? So walk us through that, man.
Yeah, everybody always likes to ask, like, where does the name Symphony come from? I'm a strange cat. Let me just be very direct. I'm weird. when it came time to put CLS into action, I wanted something that was a little bit of play on my initials and cultivate lasting symphony. What that means to me is to be able to grab that edge, but not like inspiration, which you know, is temporary. Anyone can watch a Rocky movie and get excited. And then it's the same reason why the gyms are packed, you know, right after January. And then by February, they're empty. So when I think of lasting symphony, when I think of the word symphony, I think of like an orchestra all playing in tempo, like everybody working like a machine. And so that's what I wanted the brand to be. Like when you work with CLS or you even just follow the content or people that are listening to this conversation right now, you know that we're going to talk about tangible tools that you can apply to change your mindset for life. Not just temporary stuff that will fizzle. So that's where I got the name from.
Awesome. Hey, you know, Craig, you use NLP as part of your coaching program. And gosh, everybody that I know has been educated in NLP, it seems to be a difference maker. What do you see as the benefits as part of your coaching?
Yeah, so NLP is fascinating. It gives us the ability to control our brain, right? Like, so a lot of people, most people, they look at the world based upon their map of the world. What does their map of the world allow them to see? By utilizing NLP, for me, it allows us to reprogram. And like I was speaking about earlier, like getting rid of certain limitations and replacing them with possibilities, right? And opportunities. So you can change your map of the world and then literally everything opens up. And I like to give a comparison to the movie The Matrix when he becomes unplugged, Neo. All of a sudden, there's nothing that he can't do, right? Like when Joe was starting Spartan, he saw this as a global, as the global company when it comes to obstacle races and adventure racing and stuff like that. And sure enough, bored out all the competition, that's exactly what it is. Most people have a governor on what they could think, kind of like a sports car can't go past a certain speed. We have the ability to become aware and be mindful of that and remove the governor. We can also do cool things like change what we associate pain and pleasure to, right? So when you're on an obstacle race or one of those tough races that you guys have or a marathon and it gets later on in the race where most people start to associate pain with that, we have the ability to change the perspective and associate pleasure towards the end of the race. So where most people are tapping out, we're just taking it into another gear. So for me, NLP gives us the opportunity to get in control and reprogram and design our brain.
I like that. I like that a lot.
No BS.
That's it.
I watched The Matrix with my son last night. He had never
Come on!
I swear, dude.
Now that's alignment.
I'm serious. So they had, it's voting day today, so all the kids get the day off, everybody gets a day off today, in Texas at least, and so we stayed up late to like 1 a.m. watching The Matrix, and I was like, dude, it hit me when you said that. You're exactly right.
That's pretty crazy.
We'll be back to the interview in just a minute, but first a little bit about our sponsor today, Clymer. Clymer is a vertical climbing, full body workout that combines high intensity cardio with resistance training. It's one of the most efficient workouts on the market. With zero impact, the machine is safe for almost any age or level of ability. It's the first vertical climber to feature a large format touch display with on-demand instructor-led classes. Clymer's patent-pending design has a high-quality build and a low level of required maintenance. It's easy to move, making it perfect for commercial or at-home use. The open design allows the user, you, to maintain correct body position without having to be inches away from the monitor. Clymer just might be the better home workout you're looking for. Clymer provides a full body strength and cardio workout with zero impact in only 30 minutes. Go to Clymer.com, that's C-L-M-B-R.com, and use the code Spartan to save $250. FitAid. FitAid is a clean sports recovery drink. You heard that right. Clean sports recovery drink. It's 45 calories, certified non-GMO tested, vegan, paleo-friendly, certified gluten-free, kosher, and never contains artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, or sodium. Even the zero-sugar option that's keto-friendly and 5 calories is naturally sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. The FitAid Recovery Blend has glutamine, glucosamine, turmeric, BCAAs, omega-3s, CoQ10, the full B complex, and electrolytes. It's what you need after the gym, hiking, biking, or your race. They are an official partner of the Spartan Race Series. You know that because you've gotten the drink at the finish line. Now you can get it at home. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code SPARTAN30 at checkout to get exclusive early access to FitAid's Black Friday 30% off sale. That's lifeaidbevco.com and the code SPARTAN30.
What's the most, you know, talk to us about maybe a group or a team, or maybe it was just a certain individual, but somebody you worked or a team or a group that you worked with that you look back and say, hey, that's the most rewarding experience that I have as a coach. Maybe it was 5 years ago. Maybe it was freaking 2 weeks ago. It was like, that's the most powerful, rewarding experience I have.
Yeah. Phenomenal question. It's interesting because I coach people in so many different things, right? I coach people in exploding a personal brand online. I coach people in relationships, in business, entrepreneurship, in relationships. You know, I have a couple clients recently that they were putting out content. They wanted to start an online brand, but they just had no confidence in regards to putting out content and making themselves seen and really taking a shot. And by rewiring their mindset, so instead of feeling like they're not worthy or their self-image was low, we helped kind of remove that, like the analogy I gave before, like the governor on a car. And now all of a sudden they're super confident. They're stepping into their own. They're putting out content. And they always had gifts to share. They were just afraid to share them because they had that imposter syndrome. Why me? Who's going to listen to me? And now they're thriving. They just had $100,000 month in business, which is super cool. It's a major milestone. So I like to see stuff like that. And then also that I do a lot of people with fitness, right? People want to run marathons and do stuff like that. Even my assistant was never a runner, who you just met before this phone call, never ran ever. I had her associating pleasure to being active and being healthier. And now she also is running the New York City Marathon for the first time next week. So it's just super cool to help people change their perspective on what they see possible for them. All of a sudden, their results change in all areas of life. It's truly fascinating stuff.
Hey, let me ask you a question with that being said, especially, you know, we've all been coaches for a long period of time, and you know, I was just on a webinar last night talking about the benefits of coaching. Let's say Joe DeSena was your client or your student. How would you coach Joe?
That's a challenging one, because that's a stubborn cat right there. In order to get Joe, I'd have to use against him what he uses against his kids, right? So he'll take away his kid's phone, as he told us last week, and he'll say, you want your phone back? Go eat 10 salads, right? Go run 10 miles, we'll give you your phone back. So I'd have to use something like that against him to step out of his comfort zone. But Joe is extremely disciplined and he's so driven. So he's got this, but that's what I would do. I would take his own tricks and use them right back at him.
Yeah, we'd almost have to figure out a way for Joe to chill, you know, like we got to figure that out so he can recover a little bit more. You know, Craig, I think there's a lot of people out there that struggle with like, oh, what do you mean you have a coach? You know, whether that's personal or professional. But I'm a big believer that we all need coaches. I have my own personal coach, personally and professionally, a guy named Todd Durkin. He's a guy that lights me up. I also consider the guy on this screen here, Yancey Culp, is one of my coaches. You know, a good friend of mine, teaches me how to hit the pause button every now and then as well. Who's your coach?
Great question. So it's interesting because I agree with you 100%. Everybody should have a coach. Tom Brady has a coach, right? Like, he doesn't take the field by himself. Everybody does. So I think it's always important, especially when you're coaching and you have mentors, to have someone that you can bounce ideas off of, right? Just to get another perspective. So right now I work with a mutual friend of Joe's and I, Dave Meltzer, who's an entrepreneur who I like to bounce ideas off of. But then aside from Dave, I use the world as my oyster, as my playground. Not to sound too cliche, but I have a lot of indirect mentors, right? Like Joe, for example, and other people that I've had on the podcast, some of the world's biggest celebrities, like Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins, right? And some of the world's biggest athletes and also Hollywood actors and so forth, just the best in their field. I like to see what they do and how they do it. and I get ideas from that. So I have mentors like Dave, and I have indirect mentors also, like Joe, who I still collaborate with, but it's not necessarily like a scheduled thing. But I love to get ideas. And just a kudos to what you said for the audience listening. It's so important. Everybody should have a coach or someone to bounce ideas off of and someone to kind of just pick their brain from an unbiased perspective.
Yeah.
I enjoyed your Brian Dawkins interview. That was freaking awesome.
Thank you. When you're a younger guy
and you're watching someone like Dawkins come through, you're just like, you love that. And you see him nothing but as like a warrior on the field. But that was such a, you got to see a different side of Brian.
Powerful.
And you said that, and I may get this wrong. I want to say back when you were in Wall Street, you would actually play video. You would watch Dawkins videos to freaking fire you up.
Yeah,
because some of those days were brutal and tough. So that was I really enjoyed that episode.
So glad.
So, I'm 49. JC's 50. We're getting a little old, but I'm not even at 49. I'm not that far separated.
This guy brings this up all the time.
I'm not that far separated from those middle school and high school days when we're clay. And I have Coach Bill Jump. That was my powerlifting coach, my track coach, my football coach. That was that one of those guys, people in my life that freaking molded me into a lot of who I am today because I was so easily influenced back then. Who was the person back when you were younger that's like, oh man, that's one of my freaking heroes, man?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I didn't have that as much as I would have liked to when I was growing up. Of course, I looked up to my dad, my pops, my role model, my best friend. But he wasn't like as hands-on like you were just referring to. So that's why I was kind of lost. Like my early years, like even when I went to college, like I didn't even know what I was going for. And then when I got out, I ended up on – and I know this isn't the sexiest answer – but I got out and went to Wall Street, and that's when I started diving into personal development and studying the mind and figuring out what I'm gravitated towards and how to better myself and so forth. So I didn't really have that when I was growing up. And as a result, I found myself a little lost in the wilderness with no compass. So I kind of created that person in myself now. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about giving that back to other people so they have that at an earlier age like I didn't.
Was that one day or was that a slow period of time to where you started gravitating toward that? Or did you just wake up one day and say, somebody disinfluenced me or I just woke up and it's go time?
You know what it is? When I got to Wall Street and I saw people that are having a lot of success and I thought to myself, I was like, they're doing this. It's only a matter of time before I get the experience and figure this out. But how? So then I started studying and understanding that whatever talents we have are just simply a result of conditioning for the last however old I was at that time, let's say 22 years. And just as easy as we develop those habits, we can create new ones by reprogramming what we think is possible for us. So I just started diving into NLP and the books. Always loved Arnold Schwarzenegger. The guy was a visionary from using bodybuilding to get into Hollywood, to get into, to politics and all the things. And I just created indirect mentors who really got me fired up and excited. And obviously, I always loved sports. So that stuff would always get me fired up too.
Yeah. Craig, there's just a plethora of motivational coaches and speakers out there today, especially, when you get out there on social media, I must see 1,000 motivational quotes a day. But I think there's still a purity to coaching. What do you feel are the top 3 to 4 traits of a really solid, in your case, performance coach?
Yeah. It's a beautiful question. I love the way you articulated that. I would say empathy is huge, right? You got to be able to relate to someone and to see what they're going through. It's one thing to just tell someone, do this, do that, and not have patience. But people want to know that you care, that you're genuine, that you want to raise their performance, and that you've been where they're at, so to speak. So I think by displaying empathy, right, that also enables you to display authority. And then you supply them with the strategy. I see what you're going through. I've been there and now I'm here and this is how I did it. So I think that, like, a lot of TLC, so to speak. And listen, some people need tough love. Some people respond differently. But just being empathetic, just to let someone know, I know what you're going through. I've been there. Don't worry. Yeah. I got you. We got this, right? Not follow me. Come with me. We got this together, and I'm going to show you how.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, I mentioned Todd Durkin just a second ago, and I walked into his office the other day, and he was right in the middle of a Zoom call with a 15-year-old kid, not getting paid for it, just lending a hand to help get this kid, get his mindset straight, and hopefully transform the direction that he was going. And man, I tell you what, when he got off that call, he was emotional, you know. And you know, I think that is the difference. You got to bring your heart and soul into other people if you're gonna be, you know, you've got to be authentic in that approach. So I really appreciate what you said there, and what we say with DECK all the time. You know, the big goal here, especially with the plethora of people that we work with of all levels of fitness, we're here to win the caring game. And we can't emphasize that enough. So I think we're all tracking here on your answer there.
That's beautiful. Talk about alignment, especially with the matrix. This is great.
Confidence is a skill. That's a big takeaway for the audience, with this, and just to
piggyback on that for a second, for the audience listening, like, if you're not so confident or you're not where you want to be, there are skills that we could develop to get there. So don't worry.
Yeah, really good.
Hey, we're going to be in Jersey next year for DECK of Fit. We'll come to your neck of the woods, but we're going to get you in the DECK of Strong and DECK of Mile Arena before that, early 2022, all right?
Let's do it. I'm game.
Yeah, he's applying a lot of pressure here on you, Craig.
I see that, and I acknowledge it, and I love it. I love it, and you're absolutely right. Like, Joe inspired me. We got to get a Spartan or a DECA or all the things, and I'm game for it. Let's do this. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah, all the things. There we go.
Craig, listen, we love what you're doing. You know, we're always our mantra together. We call it YCJC with the lightning bolt in between. And our mantra is light up the planet. And you're definitely on a similar mission. We appreciate you being on the show with us. What's the best way to contact you?
Best way to follow me and support me is on Instagram at @CraigSiegel_CLS. Also Twitter. And on Facebook, YouTube, Craig Siegel, the record-breaking podcast, the CLS Experience. And if you want to join my free texting community, it's 917-634-3796. Just shoot me a text. We get daily inspiration every day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, guys, I've been on the YouTube side. I've seen his Instagram. You guys got to check him out. He's definitely here to make a positive impact on the world, and we can't thank you enough, Craig.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. This was so much fun, and love to provide value for your audience. Big fan of you guys.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the DECA series on Spartan Up Podcast. Spartan Up is your partner in resilience for mind, body, and spirit. We're here 3 days every week. Tuesdays, you can find Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan, interviewing biohackers, business leaders, authors, and athletes. Thursdays and Saturdays, catch episodes from our DECA, Endurance, Trail, Combat, and La Ruta series. Do you know someone who needs a little nudge? Maybe they could use some motivation, tactics, to be stronger, healthier, happier, more successful. Tell them about our show. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment. We want to know who's watching and who's listening. Thanks. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Climber and FitAid. Climber, the most effective cardio and strength machine. Climber provides a full body strength and cardio workout with zero impact in only 30 minutes. Go to climber.com, that's CLMBR.com, and use the code Spartan to save $250. FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code Spartan30 at checkout to get exclusive early access to FitAid's Black Friday 30% off sale.